Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hello, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley.
And today you're going to hear a live podcast we recorded in cooperation with the Young Pros of the Advertising Research Foundation at the Google headquarters in New York City.
This group is made up of smart men and women in the advertising industry, and we think you'll enjoy hearing the questions they asked us.
In today's recording, you're going to hear about two issues. Number one, what do you do when you work with an aggressive coworker? And two, if you're an introvert, how do you gain visibility at work?
And we will join you afterwards with some closing remarks.
I have one. So I know we've been talking a lot about managing your relationship with your supervisor, but what about like your relationship with your peers? If you have someone within your team who's been really aggressive, trying to get a credit or trying to take ownership of your project, how do you deal with that?
Yeah, who relates to that question, just out of curiosity? Anyone ever deal with a very aggressive coworker peer?
Yeah. And you're going to find them as you continue. I mean, this is what the workplace is about, quite frankly. It's about competition. So this person is just out. That's all. They're letting you know, whereas there's many other coworkers that are doing it behind your back. So I actually prefer that you know that this person is aggressive. I mean, I think they set the bar. They set the bar in the workplace that I want that job. I'm going for it. So they set the bar for you to be a little bit more aggressive in your career. And you're going to say,
I agree. And I think the challenge, because I just actually spoke to someone who had this experience where she went to an event, was standing next to a colleague, the president of Vimeo showed up, and the colleague literally said, hi, my name is, you know, like that. That it can be very challenging. So I think what's true is that you can take their aggression and figure out what it would look like for you. What would it look like for you to be more proactive, to really take a stand, to be visible, to voice your opinion in a way that will get you seen? Because that's usually the fear, right? Is that you'll be invisible, they're going to get seen, they'll get the credit. So find your own way to be more visible.
Yeah, that's right. You agreed with me. She agreed with me on that. Okay, we have a couple more minutes. They were definitely, oh my God, there's a lot of hands. I don't think we've heard from you.
Quick question. So there's many of us who are introverts, and fortunately, well, right now sometimes success is measured by how extroverted you are, how much you put your name out there. So what would you advise would be the best way to go for people who are introverts?
Yeah.
To be successful and to put our names out there.
There's great books written for introverts on how to be successful. And actually, introverts can do just as good as an extrovert. And you know, you just have to find a different way to do it. You're not gonna jump in front of somebody. And probably even going to networking events are very difficult for you. So you're gonna have to do it. Maybe you're gonna have to have a blog where where everybody's very interested in what you have to say. Or you're gonna have to volunteer. You're gonna have to show up for meetings and places where you need to be seen, but maybe get a role. Maybe be the person who brings the mic around. You know, just try to find roles that you're comfortable in, but gives you the visibility.
I agree 100%.
Anything else?
I would say, I think the thing that happens for introverts is you fear, again, that you're not going to be seen, right? So introverts are you may not like crowds, but they're very good at cultivating one-on-one relationships. So think strategic relationships. Right. Think of who you can make connections with and develop a deeper dive in those connections that will also further your career.
You know, it's interesting. My husband's an introvert, and I really taught him how to network. It's been a big, big struggle for him. And he actually said this to me the other day. He said, you know, I finally learned, and it took me a long time to learn, to actually stay till the end of an event. I used to leave in the middle because I was so uncomfortable, but so much happens at the end. Because who's left, a lot of deals are made at the end. So if that's helpful. And he found that just by sitting back and staying at the end, people actually were talking. It was a smaller group to deal with.
So yeah, also look for other introverts. They can't wait to leave either.
There's a question back there.
Well, let's talk about the first one, Catherine. Mm-hmm. What do you do when you have an aggressive coworker?
Well, we do give some ideas during that recording, right? We talked about, you were saying to understand.
It raises the bar.
Yeah. Well, also to appreciate that at least this person is overtly aggressive with you.
Right. The others are doing it behind your back.
We're all competing at work, basically, well, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. So to appreciate that that's, that at least you know the, you know what's happening, that could be good. I think for me, it's always about figuring out when I work with clients and even in my own experience, if I worry that someone is overshadowing me, I think I know I gave the example of the person who literally reached across her coworker's arm to introduce herself to the head of Vimeo. When you're in that kind of situation, you have to be ready. And Kathy, you always talk about this, being prepared with your way of making a connection and your way of being seen.
Yeah, you know, that's a tough one, though, when someone does that. you sort of hope that the person that it's being done to sees what happened and comes back to you and says, whoa, that was interesting.
Yeah.
But many times that doesn't happen.
Correct.
Things just go over their heads.
Yeah.
So, and if it goes over somebody's head, you don't want to make a big deal of it.
Right. That's right.
You just want to try to catch them at another time.
Exactly.
So it can be very difficult to, you know, feel justified or, you know, feel like you've had a fair shake. But it's a real tip-off and a real reminder what the workplace is really about and that you have to develop your own contacts, your own relationships.
Your way of asserting yourself.
Right.
At work, right?
Right. Your way of not being so much aggressive, but assertive. I think that's a good word.
Yeah. So if you're not someone who would reach across someone else.
Hopefully you're not.
Or elbow them or whatever it is. We had someone who used to kick people on the bus. If you're not one of those people.
Oh my goodness.
Well, that wasn't because she, that was for a different reason.
If you're not one of those people, then it is about really thinking about how am I going to make an impression here?
Yeah, I mean,
how am I going to make a connection here?
You don't feel you have to stoop to this person's behavior.
Right.
And that's the agreed upon professional behavior. It's really not. It's really pretty. That's I would think very obnoxious. That person should just stay in sales.
Right. And actually using that example, I think that's a good concrete suggestion. So you look then for another opportunity to approach the head of Vimeo, if that's the person, or the head of something important. You do introduce yourself, you give your card, and then you look for a way that either you can provide them with a resource or do something where they can remember you.
Right. And you may have lost that opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Because that person's going to leave, and then you can maybe reach out to them in a different way or find someone who can connect you.
Right.
So you're not in an open room where the person is, you know, fair game for anybody.
Right.
But you get a personal introduction, which, you know, everybody has to figure out their way.
Yes.
Of connecting. And it doesn't have to be, you know, it doesn't have to be that aggressive.
Right.
I mean, you have to be aggressive in making sure it gets done.
Making sure that you foster your relationships.
Right, and that you meet the people you need to meet.
Yeah.
But not by stealing someone else's space.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think also because there are some people who often an aggressive worker, coworker can say what they want immediately or grab what they want immediately. So if you're more of a processor, right, you may have to do something that's a little more planned out. So let's say you want to do a PowerPoint presentation or write up your thoughts after a meeting, or you want to provide some kind of documentation that will help everyone in the room, and you're seen that way as someone who really makes a difference.
Right. I think I've told this story, but I'm going to tell it again because it fits. I was once giving a lecture at an association that doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
And I had brought a competitor who I kind of liked her. So I brought her because I thought she wanted to see what was going on there.
Yeah.
And in the middle of my lecture, she went into the woman who ran the program and she said, I'm better than Kathy and, you know, I can do the better job. So the woman who was running the program came over to me later and said, what's wrong with you? Why did you bring her? This is what she did. I would never hire her.
Yeah.
And what are you doing bringing her? And I mean, I was so stupid, I even brought her home for dinner, but I don't know.
She didn't take your husband, did she?
Wow.
I think she was a lesbian. So, and she might have been after me, and I didn't get that either. Anyway, I was young in my career, yeah. And I didn't get it. Mm-hmm. And you know, now I do get that kind of thing. So I will never forget that backfired.
Yes, on her.
On her, it backfired, and I later told her that, and she said, "Hey, it's business." You know, uh-huh. Hey, wow. that's, and I don't think she ever went anywhere.
She had no remorse about it.
No, I don't think she ever did all that well either, because I occasionally Google her.
Just for a little retribution, just to see what's going on.
Well, she shocked me. It's yeah. quite shocking, and I think that example of, you know, being reached over, that's pretty shocking also.
Yeah.
All right, so you have to find your own way. That's really what we're saying
right.
here.
And ooh. Tell yourself there's more than enough success. There's more than enough visibility. I'm going to find mine. I guess another one that example that I think is very hard to tolerate is if you're with a coworker who uses flirtation as a way of being noticed, of aggressive flirtation, because I've had that with a couple of my clients.
You're talking about sexual?
Clients. Yeah, yeah.
Ugh.
Low-cut dresses.
Here she goes, wearing the red dress again.
I had a client who really had to grapple with that because her colleague was outrightly flirtatious.
And it worked, right?
And it got her places, yeah. So we really had to talk about, well, what's your way of being noticed positively? What's your way of having an impact? And in fact, she had a real gift for forging relationships with vendors and with sponsors. So she focused on that as a way to get her visibility and her notoriety.
Mm-hmm. I actually had a client tell me the other day that she did sleep her way to the top and it didn't help. So take that from someone who already did it. It's not necessarily the best way to go. Anyway.
All right. So, how about those introverts? Shall we do that?
Yeah, let's go on to that. So, you know, how does an introvert gain visibility at work? I mean, it's similar to what we were just talking about.
Yes, it is.
Is that they have to find their own way of finding people and people finding them
yeah.
that is not so aggressive or so out.
Right, and you give the example actually at the event that you could, for example, if you're going to work at a conference or go to a meeting, that you get a role, assign yourself a role where you're seen and you have a job to do and you don't have to just be holding a glass of seltzer and trying to be clever.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Or I think I also said maybe write a blog
yeah.
that gets noticed. I mean, there's a lot of things because it's the beauty of online communication right now is there's so many things that you can do that are not in person.
Yes.
That don't, you know, you don't have to show up as an extrovert.
And I actually know a very introverted fellow who's in the TV business, and he is so, Facebook has become his marketing platform. Mm-hmm. He is so active on Facebook. He has hundreds of friends, and it's gotten him work.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if he had gone to any social event, he'd be the guy standing over in the corner doing nothing.
Or the one in the elevator.
Or leaving.
Like, you're leaving, right? You know, I'm really aggressive and assertive, and I don't like networking events. I uh-huh. find them very difficult because everybody's there looking for something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't think that
feels
they're...
fake.
Right. They're not easy for anyone, really, except for the person maybe putting it on who likes parties.
Yeah.
So I always say, if you have to go to one of these, speak to the organizer ahead of time and ask them if they can introduce you to people.
Yes.
Or somebody else who knows people, ask them if they can make these introductions for you so that you
right.
go in knowing you have somebody who's going to help you.
That's great, yeah. Another thing that crossed my mind just as you were talking is that whole thing of having a job, having a role that, you know, if you can, let's say there is an event that's being planned, if you could be on a task force or be in a specific group where you can showcase your talents, you can be seen. So let's say you're great at visuals and you come up with the design of something for that event,
mm-hmm.
then, and it's a smaller group, so it's manageable for you, but you're, again, working on a task together, that can be another way to gain visibility that's true to who you are.
Right, and you might even get acknowledged.
Exactly.
That evening, and that would be a good way to get people to know you.
Yeah.
So I have a girlfriend that has trouble walking, so she scoots everywhere. Mm-hmm. And she told me it's the greatest door opener because everyone knows who she is. So, and she used to also wear these flowers in her hair, and people would remember her from that.
Yeah.
You know, that's another way of being noticed.
Create your brand.
Right. Right, like whatever that is, it could be unusual jewelry or unusual something.
Right, but what we aren't saying is do not hide out. Right, we're not saying to hide
Never.
Out. Don't do that. You have to, no matter what, extrovert, introvert, introverted, extrovert, whatever you are, you have to keep building your relationships and you have to keep finding ways to be seen.
People do business with people they know and like.
Yeah, and very often when we go in to do executive coaching, the people who feel the most bitter are the ones who thought their work would just speak for itself.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. How well does that work out, Kathy?
You have to promote yourself. And it's hard. It's hard for a lot of people to think that, oh, the work wasn't good enough. I actually now have to go tell people I'm really good. But you do.
Yeah,
you do, but you have to find your own way, and that's something that
that feels authentic.
Exactly. So you know, either a coach can help you with that, or a boss, a really good boss, or a coworker mm-hmm. maybe can help you with that. But everyone has to figure out their own way.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think that's it for this segment. Don't forget to send your questions and your stories to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.